Let's get a check on what I call extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Seamus Toomey. Hey, Seamus, how you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, Bob. Good morning. How are you?
I'm happy to hear that Chicago's construction jobs will stay in force, at least for the time being. And this is from Governor Pritzker, correct?
Yeah, that's right. You know, when we talked last week, we were talking about how that big project, the 78, is still going forward in the South Loop, and you know, it raised the question, you know, what else is going on out there? I haven't left my living room in weeks, but there's tons of projects still going on, and in New York, Governor Cuomo had put an end to all residential and commercial construction, but we asked the governor about it. And he said, at this point, construction can still go forward in Illinois. They're asking all the contractors, obviously, to practice social distancing. And if you're working for a contractor that isn't, to let the state know about it. But, they want to keep a lot of this going. Obviously, it's not the projects, it's the jobs. It's the money coming through for the contractors and the subcontractors to keep this stuff going. So it's going to, for now, they're going forward. I saw a funny tweet the other day. Someone said, hey, with no one on the roads, why don't you fix them now? So, who knows?
In New York, construction is off, right? Because the governor nixed most residential and commercial building projects there.
Exactly. Really put an end to it. And that's, and that made contractors, all over the country wonder what's going to happen to them. There was definitely concerns in New York about spreading it. I know one electrician had gotten sick, and construction workers and their family members were concerned about it. So it's obviously it's one of the thousands of difficult issues now, because a lot of these people want to stay on the job and keep the money coming in.
Yes, they do. News from Hyde Park this morning: the University of Chicago stepping up to help Southside residents and businesses. What are they doing?
The University of Chicago yesterday announced a big initiative to do twofold. One, to deliver 225,000 meals to food banks and soup kitchens and pantries all around the South Side. So they're gonna start rolling those out. We've got a list on our site about all the places that where you can pick them up at blockclubchicago.org. But they're also, they know that small businesses and nonprofits are really starting to grind to a halt now financially. So they're coming up with another $1 million in quick loans, not loans, I'm sorry, grants that can go directly to these operations to just keep cash flow moving in the next couple weeks and months. They're trying to make it nice and easy. They have an application to apply online. We've got it on our site as well. And they really want to target Southside nonprofits and small businesses. So if you fit the bill, check it out. You might be able to get up to as much as $7,500 pretty quickly.
And again, more on that at your site, Seamus, which is blockclubchicago.org. And finally, this is an interesting coronavirus quarantine project from an Irving Park photographer. Yeah, what's she doing?
This is a woman by the name of Jackie Bravo Vasseri. She's, like you said, she's on Irving Park on the northwest side. She's a photographer. She had recently moved to Irving Park and was looking for a way a couple weeks ago to meet her neighbors. And it started offering to do free family portraits of her neighbors. Well, now that we're all stuck inside, she's posted this to the community on her Irving Park Facebook page. Hey, I'm a professional photographer. I need something to do. I will come to your house. I will shoot your family portrait on your front porch for free. No problem. We'll do it from a safe distance. She brings a long lens, and she's produced this whole portfolio now of really cool just family portraits. So they come out, some of them decorate their decks, some of them decorate their front porch, they get dressed up, but it's a moment in time that she's helping these folks capture that they wouldn't otherwise be able to do it, to get everyone into the picture. So so mom doesn't have to take the picture, and they get the dog in. So it's she's calling it the front Front Porch Project. And yeah, like I said, she's got a Facebook page, and her name is Jackie Bravo Viseri. She was doing it only on the Northwest side, but she's been getting calls from all over, so she's trying to do it as carefully as possible. But it's, you know, she makes the point that if you have a young child and, you know, you're missing this opportunity to go get professional photos at the photo studio, or, you know, missing some of these moments, she can step up, and she's doing it for free. But she said a lot of people are, you know, buying her gift cards from restaurants, and you know, giving her a little bit of money. So she's not doing it for that, but I'm sure she would take it.
Yeah, I bet. Good idea. Hey, everybody's got to get a little creative. Jackie Bravo Viseri, her last name is spelled V-I-C-E-R-E. Yeah, this whole period of our lives, this quarantine, to document it in some way is a good idea. I mean, you know, people always take pictures when we get hit with these big blizzards and remember those days. What do you take a picture of to remember this? Everybody together inside the house, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's obviously become clear to us that this is going to be one of those moments in our history that we'll always look back on, probably with horror and terror. But she's just trying to kind of pass the time and document it for folks. So good for her.
Yeah, it can't be all horror and terror. Seamus Toomey, Block Club Chicago. Thanks as always, Seamus. Talk to you folks tomorrow.
Yeah, sorry, Bob. Sorry to go down that route. Horror and terror. No, it's gonna be okay.
It's gonna be fine. Yeah, it's hanging together. All right. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.